This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today's Dear DST, we have Jared back in our home studios, aka our homes. Welcome back, Jared.
Great to be here. Good to be here virtually with you. And I usually, you know, you guys, you for Diet Starts Tomorrow, you do the same as You Up, where we tape, you know, the extra episode right after you do the regular episode. But this week, yeah, we had a little break in between and we got feedback. I mean, like the cracker gate has been huge. I've gotten so many messages about the cracker.
I was literally about to say the same thing. I'm glad that we got this break so we can reflect on everyone's reaction to
People were really, you know, it felt like we kind of created a small militia. We could go marching against this cracker tyranny that's going on across this great nation of ours.
It's so funny because Danny, who is our producer that runs our DST, also DST Insta, found the cracker picture,
yes,
and posted it. And people were like, I cannot believe this is the cracker.
Well, that's the thing. I think people could understand more with the picture how difficult, yes, how stressful the moment was. We've all had something where it's being split amongst the table. And if you don't know everybody and you're not completely comfortable with everybody, there's this it's just an elevated heart rate. Like, I would love to see my heart rate with shared food on the table and without shared food on the table, because I know that I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable.
It's like doing a cardiological stress test at, yes, a dinner table instead of like on a treadmill.
Yeah, like put down, like if there was nachos for the table and just like, I want to see who's the least stressed. Like, that's the person I want, like, you know, flying the plane during an ice storm, you know?
Sharing nachos is particularly stressful because people are trying to get the good scoops first. And you're, yes, just like, me first. I want to get the loaded nacho. And then you get the end. The bottom.
Yeah. And also nachos are nachos. There's not singular nacho. Usually, you know, I think it was Chili's used to do the chip. Every chip, they would put down chips as like every chip was its own nacho.
And I don't know.
There was a Chili's or an Applebee's. One of those chain restaurants used to have the singular chip, and that was a shareable, stress-free-ish. You still have to divide chip, you know, everyone's got to get, you know, enough chip.
Yeah.
But it's with the nachos, you know, if I pull at one and I get like half the nachos and they all come to my, mm-hmm, plate, like, look, who do I think I am at that point? Now I've made, like, you know, it's an international
incident.
You can't go back. And then, yeah, what am I going to do? Like, take my hands and shove it back onto the plate? Yeah, it's a disaster.
No, so it's not these.
And it's the same for appetizers that come like, four, three to an appetizer. You're like, well, there's four of us here. What are we supposed to do?
You have to, the waiter needs to just know that he needs to add another one.
Yeah.
And anticipate your needs.
Well, that's the thing. I want more waiters on my side. Like, I hate yeah, when you go like, hey, is this enough for four people? And they go, eh, it's enough. Like, no.
Depends how hungry you are. Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm fucking starving. Okay. I'm depends how hungry. It's the most annoying thing. I'm here because I'm hungry. I didn't come here full. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, and then there's the other, I was thinking about this on the way to tape this. You know who it really bothers me at restaurants? You ever been at a restaurant where someone does the, who's going to eat all this food? What are we eating so much? Got so much. It's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, like, I'm going to eat it all. Okay, I will make sure nothing goes away. Like, why does someone have to announce? And it's like,
I know.
Do you ever eat with that person? It's always like,
always.
Who's going to eat?
They're in my family.
I can't. I literally, like, if I was at a table, I would divorce them as a friend, relative, wife, anything. Like, who's going to eat this? Who got all this food? Who's going to eat all this food? We'll bring it home. Okay? We'll find a place.
They're also part of the ordering. Like, they heard us order. Like, they were complicit in the ordering process. And then it shows. I'm like, whoa, this is too much. And then continues to eat it. I'm like, I'm watching you. If you don't want it, leave it for me.
It's the most annoying tick because it's a judgmental thing. They're making sure they're not getting judged because they're self-conscious. Yes. So they want to put it out to the ether. Hey, everybody, I believe there's too much, even though I'm going to eat everything here with you and you know, be a part of this.
It's a food thing. They have a little thing with food and they can't not. It's a fear.
Yeah, there's so many people like that bother me. So you ever go to holidays? Holidays when someone's like, we're gonna have to work out tomorrow, and you're like, why don't you leave? Start the walk now. Get the fuck out of here. Like, I wanna yell at these people. Like, I genuinely like wanna confront. That's my resolution. Today, Aileen, you've inspired me. I am gonna start calling out people who just say these things. They're not saying it at anyone. They just say them
to the world.
Word vomit, yeah.
I know. They have little food problems though with themselves that they're struggling on their own. But it projects judgmentally.
And of course.
Keep it to yourself. I'll eat it.
I want to like have an app where we could match with people who eat like me before I go to a party. Like, you know, like if you're do you think three appetizers is too many for four people? Oh, you do? Okay, good. We won't be going out to dinner anymore. We don't match on fucking
swipe
grubber.
Away.
Call it grubber.
Seamless dating.
Seamless dating there. That's an idea.
That's an idea.
I love that.
Well, Jared.
I'm sorry. I could go on and on. I'm sorry. I love coming on the show.
No, this was our opener. This is our opener.
Happy 301.
301. Okay, so we're doing non-scale wins. You listen to the show. Non-scale wins. We're doing Dear DST. We have a Dear DST queued up. Do you have a non-scale win to share before I share mine and before I read the listener NSWs?
I guess my non-scale win is, so when I travel a lot of weekends. I do shows on the road and people come to the shows. I get DST people that come out to me on the road all the time. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I will be in your town this weekend. I have six shows, and that Sunday show might be me and the wait staff. So please, someone show up. So if you go to my calendar, jaredfree.com for all my dates, but I'm on the road, and the hardest thing is eating on the road. There's nothing harder in the world. Like, you know, think of like whenever someone's like, oh, the plane, what do they say? Like, the calories don't count at the airport. You know, we were talking about this last time. Like, the airport snacks. Like, every week I'm faced with that decision twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, travel days are the hardest to, like, schedule eating, especially when times go back and forth and time zones. So, I had a pretty rough weekend as far as health was concerned. And then I got back Sunday, and
you make
I ate.
It sound like you got some like scary results back.
No,
Jared, it was a really hard day where health was concerned.
Jared, I'm sorry to tell you, you ate 3,000 calories at the Delta Sky Club. I may have eaten 3,000 calories at the Delta Sky Club on Sunday. I swear to God, I went to the Delta Sky Club, and like usually, like. I told you about it last time.
Yeah.
You know, Alex Turoff.
You have your tools.
I have the meal I do. But this time, it was Sunday. I was hungover. I was like, uh-uh. They had an egg omelet, like, just pre-made, which looked like it was made in a Fisher Price egg omelet maker. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm eating it. I got two of those. Uh-huh. And if anyone counts these calories and sends them to me, I will fucking block you so immediately. So I had two of those, one with cheese, one without, because I wanted to be healthy. And then I got two bowls of the country potatoes. They were like the potatoes with like the good, like the onion in it and the pepper. So I got two bowls of that.
The good mixings.
The good mixins. And then I got a mini bagel, staying healthy. They only had minis. I was actually, I couldn't believe.
So
I was
it's like, breakfast.
Breakfast. But here's, Aileen, this is not, I'm starting with my loss to get to my non-scale win.
Okay, okay.
So breakfast changeover, the Delta Sky Club, and for any of our people with their parents' credit cards in their pocket right now, know, at 11 o'clock is the switchover. So sometimes you're lucky enough to be at the Delta Sky Club at 10:45 so you can see what happens both breakfast and lunch. And that is what we call the golden hour, because I had a full fucking breakfast, two bowls of potatoes, two of the egg omelets, one with cheese, one without, being healthy. Then I had the little mini bagel, being healthy, chive cheese, brought it back, ate it like a monster, like that, like found, I ate it like an animal
like
that found
a
garbage. Yeah. Like I was in the dumpster and I was like a little gremlin taking all the food. And then they go out in the announcement and they go, attention, please give us 15 minutes to change over for lunch. And I looked at my clock and it would have made me 5 minutes. My boarding started right when they got done. And I go, oh, I'm staying. I gotta see the matinee. So then I waited by the buffet with bowl in hand, please, sir.
Yeah,
can
really,
I have some
what's
more?
His name?
Yeah, Oliver Twist. By the buffet, and they change over. I'm watching them like I don't even blink. Like the woman changing it is like, can you back up, sir? It's six feet. And they change over to like a taco bar / salads, but like salads, quote unquote, like chicken salad, egg salad, tuna salad,
right.
You know, that type
deli,
of thing.
Deli salads.
Deli salad. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And so the taco line didn't interest me because, you know, I was like pre 6 hour flight, probably not a good idea. And I go, I grab a loaf of bread, literally like a fresh piece of bread. And I get two scoops of the chicken salad and I bring it back and I get two for the price of one Delta Sky Club. So that was my Sunday.
Oh,
this
that's
isn't
your
the win,
win
yet.
That
no,
you,
that's my
you save money.
That I got both. Well, it's the same price, but I'm saying getting both was a non-scale win, but in itself.
Okay.
So then I get back and it's like 8 o'clock at night. I order Chinese food. I had the worst Chinese food order I've ever had in my entire life. If anyone goes to this, do not go to the, I hate giving a negative review. So
yeah.
There's a place in the West Village that does like a dry rub spicy chicken. If you see dry spicy, just walk away. You'll be
spicy.
It was so spicy. It was more spicy than chicken. So then I woke up Monday and I wasn't feeling great and I was hungover and I'm like, you know what, today, what am I going to do? I got back on track slowly. I had my egg in the morning and I didn't get the bagel. I just had the regular egg white from my place I go to. Then I didn't eat a bar because I was still full from the 3,000 calorie Sky Club, the potatoes. And then it was late in the day and I was like, you know what? I can just like chill and like zone out and get ready for yelling at the bachelor. Or I was like, I can get a late day workout in. And it was like beautiful yesterday and it was like
so nice.
Dusk and I could see like people were out. And then I go get changed into like gym clothes and I go work out at the field on the West Side Highway, like right by Charles Street. And I go and I'm like, and I get my gym clothes on. I get all my stuff on. I go to the bathroom. I come out and it's raining out. And I was like, wow. Oh. I was like, God is telling me don't work out. And I looked at my weather app and it said the rain would be done in like 20 minutes. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go. Let's just do it. And I went out there and it was the most gorgeous night. I did a 45 minute body weight workout for Zag at For Zag on Instagram. He has on demand body weight workouts. So I like just press play and go.
That's great. Were you running, working out in the rain? Like
no rain.
Like it was a just slow like a, motion. video.
Yeah, like, it was a real porno I put on out there.
So, your hair going in the wind.
Yeah, hair in the wind. Yeah, gorgeous abs rippling with my chicken salad abs just by glistening in the wind. So then I legit, like, no, the rain was gone. And it was like gorgeous out, and like there were people running, and it felt like spring was upon us, and like just getting in that workout. And then I actually did, I finished his workout, and I decided, I was like, I'll do a sprint workout that I came up with on my own. And I put on like good music and did the sprint workout, and I left it being like, wow, like this was a workout that was never going to happen. And then it happened, and I, you know, I felt good about
that's
it.
That's awesome.
So that's my 30 minute non-scale.
30. There were many wins in there. No, that's great. That it feels good. Like, you don't really let, okay, so whatever, you had a day, you didn't feel your best, and you didn't let it affect your next day. It always feels good.
Totally. I could have just like been like, no, it's two bad days in a row. And it was like, no. And a bad day. Like, I had a great day on Sunday. I ate the food I wanted to eat, and I went on the flight.
Right.
You know, I sat in the front row of Delta Comfort and stared at first class for 6 hours. It was a beautiful day. And then
perspective, though. You ate what you wanted to eat.
Exactly. And then the next day, like, I got back to some like feeling mentally well. That it was really, truly a mental win.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
What was your non-scale winner?
Mine has to do with yours as well, kind of. I also saw the weather and I was inspired. I was like, what do people do in this weather? They like go outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, okay, you know what I haven't done in a really long time? I haven't like
laps wet in your dogged. Pool.
Like haven't.
Oh, okay.
No, it's closed. I haven't ran in so long.
Amazing.
And I, like the last time I ran was like, I was pregnant, but it wasn't like real running. Like I was afraid of jostling the fetus. So like I wasn't really running then.
Can that happen?
But, you know, like in Curb, he goes, you're jostling the fetus.
Oh, okay.
And no, it can't. It can happen. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I don't know actually if you can. But so I went and I ran and I was just like kept going. And I'm like, who the fuck am I? And I was just like this music going. And I came back. I was like 40 minutes. I'm like, literally, who am I? I don't even know. And I stretched today.
Amazing.
I feel like I should be in the Olympics. But it was a great feeling because I haven't done it in maybe more than a year.
That's amazing. So, and I'm sure again, like I, that weather was like prime workout, like just cool enough. You could be in like comfortable clothes. It's what
totally.
A win.
Such a win. It's wild like that how, you know how people say like talking about the weather is like such low hanging fruit conversation, yet it affects our lives so much.
It's everything. It's your mood. It's your it's
everything.
It's what you do that day, what you wear. You know, like I don't think it's low hanging fruit when it's with people that you can like get to the second level of it. I think like you know, like the first level is like
it's like cold how's outside, the weather, right?
You know, like but like this is a depthier convo about weather.
It's quite depthy.
Yeah.
Let's read our listener non-scale win. Hi, Aileen. You're doing such a great job hosting. Thank you. The Instagram algorithm has been doing me dirty lately, and I've been seeing way too many posts about losing fat and building muscle to boost your metabolism, et cetera, et cetera. The posts are not wildly unhealthy or diet culture-y, but they are focused on weight and eating specific foods in a way that was messing with my head without me noticing for a bit. This weekend, though, I realized that even without actively restricting or changing my food habits, my brain was sort of in that scarcity mindset from seeing those posts. Because of this podcast, I was totally able to recognize when I was mindlessly grabbing foods that didn't make me feel good just because I was subconsciously worried I would start restricting foods again. I noted why it was happening, and went out on my next grocery shopping trip and bought a half a dozen bagels to prove to myself that I'm not restricting and will not be returning to that mindset. I also know now that clicking on those posts is not harmless. They do have an effect on my thinking and eating, and it is best for me to scroll on past for now. Thank you times 1,000 for helping me build this skill. I'm years into my intuitive eating journey and can actually say it's become so much easier to recognize thoughts and behaviors that don't serve me rather than stressing about backsliding. I'm not feeling emotional about any of these events and now can just pivot back to where I was before. XOXO Bagel Batch. I love the sign off. Bagel Batch. That's
BB.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, it's so
fantastic.
True. You click, you can't help but clicking. You know, I always click and I'm like, I shouldn't click this, but I'm going to click it. And then I get served with 10 more of those types of videos and you are in a hole.
Well, the thing is like, it's a new school version of don't go food shopping while you're hungry. You know, like it's like, cause I do that where I'm like, I'll get down like, you know, I unfollow food accounts, like even just random, like like the idea that like food porn accounts, any account that has mixed food with my sexual appetite or has turned it into a kink, like I don't really need that in my life because they come at you daily, and not every day is a food kink day. You know, like my day at the Delta Sky Club was a fun event that I did and enjoyed.
It's an event.
But that's the thing. I want more events. And like what this person's saying is like, sometimes you go on those accounts or you see the ads and you get down a rabbit hole and now you're in food porn land and you're like, and then you get negative. What gets you negative is going, like the people who run the food accounts, like there's one that shows up on my TikTok all the time. This dude is like gorgeous. The idea that he's eating this food is obnoxious to me. Like he's like, oh, today we went and got the, and I'm like, how are you not on a toilet every day for the rest of your life with all this food? And it's like, they're putting out the content every day, but they're doing it once a week. And then we get kind of led to feel like this is a daily thing that we should be able to interact with too. It's like, no, it's not every day. This is food porn. You know,
quite interesting that like a lot of these like recipe accounts are, she's talking about like fat burning or like weight lossy type of things, but which just also it doesn't matter any type of content that doesn't really serve you in the moment. You click it because you're sort of, that curiosity is there, and then it serves, the algorithm messes with you. But it is interesting with like those recipe like accounts, you watch it and you're like, oh, if I eat this, I can be like this person. And then you wonder, like, how is this person like this? Oh, maybe I'm doing everything I'm doing that's wrong. So what this girl, it's great, is like she's sticking to her guns. She's sticking to what works for her. And you don't let it
I like get that this content you. Serves you on certain days and doesn't serve you on other days. That's, and like the burn 5 pounds or the, you know, get yourself in order type of post. Like, that would have been nice to see yesterday for me when I got, you know, when I'm like, should I go to the gym? And I see that and I go, you know what? I was going anyways. Yeah, let me get myself in order. And then the, you know, devour power, that could be something for another day.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, now it is time for our Dear DST. Are you ready, Jared?
Always.
Okay. Dear Aileen and Jared, similar to you both, in the last couple years, I've worked with a therapist and a nutritionist to heal my disordered and orthorexic thoughts / feelings / anxieties around food and exercise. It feels so good to have my brain space back and eat and move in a way that makes me feel good and allows for more joy in my life. Mm. While I still have my bad body image days and occasional anxiety around food, it took a ton of work to get here, and I am proud. And I'm also really grateful that my friends have been really supportive. One of my best friends has been especially patient, kind, and supportive in the past with all of this. We talk about my wins, body positive content, and influencers, and can enjoy sharing meals together again, etc. But recently, when hanging out with our other friends, I have noticed her making some comments about other people's weights, whether praising their bodies for being thin and toned, that so-and-so has gained weight, or references to her diet and workout for her wedding, which I am in, by the way. I should add that food has never, as far as I know, been a source of anxiety or drama for her, and she's very thin, slash generally eats whatever she wants. I've admired her in the past for her burden-free relationship with food and her confidence. So it sort of stings because it makes me feel a lot of things, like, does she notice and judge my weight gain since recovery slash in the pandemic? Is she not as much on the same page as me with rejecting diet culture as I thought? Have we grown apart? I guess my real question is, do I say something? Do I try to shut down that sort of talk in the moment or let her know afterwards that it makes me feel bad? Or do I ignore it, let her live her wedding journey and continue focusing on myself? Thank you. No new friends, Betch.
Tough one.
I have some thoughts.
What do you think?
tough one. I think that because she's in wedding zone, she is clearly very obsessed with what she is eating, what she's doing to work out. And so that is her mindset. And I strongly believe she's not thinking about you, about what you're doing. But I can empathize and feel that that can't feel good because you feel like judged, right? By her because she's noticing these things.
I'm with you. You know, she's in wedding mode, so that's like a whole different mindset. Just and I'm sure, like, again, this is foreign to me in my experience, but like,
yeah,
what you're saying sounds about right. Where like you've gone through a wedding, like when you're leading up to the wedding, like your priorities are probably out of whack, so to speak, as far as like what they usually are, or maybe would sound better for being, you know, like,
not even so to speak, they are out of whack.
Yes. Talk to any COVID bride. Someone's like, yeah, grandma's sick. They're like, but the flowers, you know, like, you know, like, but the deposits, you know, it's like, and listen, I am Aileen. You've been on Luxury Lounge. I am a proponent of complaining about luxury problems in no matter what the environment. So I do empathize with the out of whack person heading, you know, priorities heading towards a wedding. But I think this person, there's like two problems she has, she said in her question, I think.
Yeah.
One is her friend talking about other people, and then the other is her friend not rejecting diet culture.
Mm.
So those are two different things to me. Like, I think, so like one is for the emailer, in my point of view, one, the emailer needs to take a look in the mirror and kind of chill out. And two, the emailer has a legitimate issue with her friend who's, you know, being mean to other people about their bodies, you know? So like, you know, those are two different things to me. Like, you know, your version of rejecting diet culture, I'm sure when she talks to you, and also knowing you and knowing your personal experience with it, I'm sure she's languaging things to really not like rustle, you know, rustle feathers, because she's being a little bit caring in the languaging she's using around you and diet culture. So like her, you know, she might revolt against getting the, you know, the Instagram post served to her that's annoying, but it also doesn't mean that she doesn't want to get ready for her wedding and lose 10 pounds. She might still, those both can be true. So I think your version of rejecting diet culture doesn't have to be everyone's version of rejecting diet culture is my point.
Yes. You are so right about that. And it made me think that in her last question, when she goes, or do I ignore it and let her live her wedding journey and continue focusing on myself? I was like, yes, that's your answer right there. You can ignore it. Let her sort of figure her stuff out, because she's the main character of her movie right now.
Sure.
You are yours, and you can converge later. You can figure it out later. Like, who knows? Like right now, maybe she did reject diet culture and she's like, oh, wait, I have a wedding and society tells me I need to be very thin for some reason for my wedding. And that's what I want.
Or she has a vision for how she looks at her wedding and she's trying to achieve that vision. That's okay. That's right. I think it's different though. The one thing I would say, not ignore it, is like, if, you know, I think this person needs to take a cue from the person they're talking about. The person you're talking about has softened their language to make some room for you and been empathetic towards you with your issues. So when, you know, some people, their issues are talking shit about other people. If I was around a friend who was talking about someone in a way that I was like, I'm not really about, but they're my friend, I would say, I don't know. You sound like a dick. I'm out on this conversation. Like, I think that's a different scenario than we need to have a talk about you saying someone gained 10 pounds. Like, I think like If someone's like, right. Oh, look, they've gained weight. It's like, I hate that conversation. Can we move on? And that's kind of a cue. You're giving them empathy to like, hey, I'm not in for that talk. I think there's just two different things going on.
You know, it's so funny. Guys can totally get away with saying something like that. Mm. I feel like, I don't know, you're being a dick, punk off. Like, like girls, I feel like if you say something like that, like the when you said that, my whole body just like cringed. Oh. I was like, I wish one can say something like that.
Easy but no, advice to choose, give than to take, but I
understand. We choose. Like, I can imagine her saying that and her friend being like, oh, like, what do you mean? Like, it'd be getting so defensive. So I'm down for that route, but sure. Instead, just sort of just like, don't engage in it. Like, don't just be like, yeah,
maybe, you can make it light.
Maybe she's happy. Yeah. Like, make it light. Don't go down. Right.
Yeah. Sort of. Like, it's winter time. Lay off, Becky. You know, like, you know, no, I don't know. Like, I think there's a way, like, she's looking to have, like, she's in the wedding, she said. So it's like,
yeah.
You know, like, I think, and also you are working on these every day. Like, you know, when you talk about these things every day, I know when I talk about dating every day, like, I triple think and quadruple think and I kind of like drive myself a little bit crazy with that, you know, with hearing my, you know, she's probably having the conversation with a therapist and then thinking about it. And it's like, this person hasn't done that journey. And it's like, you kind of have to allow it. And if they're a close friend for a long time, like, you know, it's like, I get why you're on this new fitness struggle and hey, you sound like a dick. And it's like, and also that's part of like, when someone's getting in shape and working at it every day, it's like everything goes through the prism of I'm a workout person every day. Like, so you get more judgmental. I understand.
That's all they think about. Yeah, for sure. You're on like this high. I could see though why she might feel like her friend is now judging her, but I would again let the wedding thing, like see how the wedding plays out. She ever makes a comment about you, that's when you say something like, I'm uncomfortable. This makes me uncomfortable, but I doubt she'd go there. I wouldn't worry about that because she's a friend. She's really just thinking about herself and all of her comments about other people. I have a sneaking suspicion are just projections about what she's going through.
Totally. And I do understand the emailer isn't wrong. Like if they talk shit about everyone else, you're not the only one that's, and so I would feel a little bit weird around this person as well. Like I would be like, oh, okay. Better be careful
but
what
I'm
wearing.
That's their own shit.
It's their own shit.
You're good with you. Like you said, continue focusing on yourself and let her live her wedding journey. Otherwise, you're saying no new friends. You might need to find a new friend if she doesn't.
That might be an issue for you. It might be no friends.
Well, this was fun, Jared.
Always a
tell
blast.
Everybody, I always love having you. Tell every, you're going on tour. Where can people buy tickets to see you?
I'm constantly just touring. I mean, that's kind of the life of a comedian. And so like I have all these dates where, you know, I talk about food, body and weight stuff for the first 25 minutes of my act. So and it's relatable and it's meant for everybody, but not just people who like this podcast. So if you're got a group of friends and you're in these cities, I'll be there. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh, Omaha, please, someone come. It might be just me.
Someone come.
Please, someone come. Kansas City and Denver and Salt Lake City. So, like, that's my next few cities. And then Tampa, Nashville. I go everywhere. So, jaredfried.com for tickets. And, of course, listen to the U Up podcast. Join, you know, all of Betches Network. You guys have so many great shows. And I'm happy
and
to
Bachelor.
Be a part of it. And Bachelor and the whole deal.
Where's your favorite place to perform?
I like, it's hard to say.
Or like,
I was just in San Francisco and like just an all in town. Like I love that town. Like I just like, and it almost feels like another country to me. Cause I'm, you know, you and I were from the Northeast. Like you go to a place like that. Mm-hmm. You're like, what am I doing in San Francisco? Like, what am I doing here? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I love Chicago and I'm going to be there in the fall again. And I also like any town that, with like any,
you could stop at Chicago.
Chicago. I don't know. I like them all. I, I just like when people come and have fun and they laugh and just have a good time. It's like, and nothing in my talk about is meant to be like changing your mind. I'm not a truth teller.
You're there, you know, to like, entertain.
Yeah, sing, right, dance,
you're
and
not
dust,
like
baby.
Che Diaz and no.
with a comedy concert. Youth comedy concert.
Man, that was funny.
Where my bros with body issues. You know, like, I don't go up there. And,
yeah, you're not out there.
No.
With your concert.
Also, yeah. I know we have a lot of female listeners. Bring the guy you're dating, your boyfriend, your husband. Like, that's the coolest thing for me is, like, I like that I can be the, like, comedy, stand-up comedy is usually a lot of dudes showing up and guys think they have like an ownership of who's funny and who's not funny. And they're all bullshitting. They know one fucking group of Rogan's friends. Like, listen, you bring your boyfriend or fiance or guy you're dating, fifth date, whatever it is, to my show, you will have fun together. So I can promise that. So that's my pitch, I guess.
Well, everyone go wherever you are, especially if you're in Omaha.
Yeah, please,
go check
Omaha.
Out Jared. Go check out
Jared. It's going to be me and Warren Buffett's driver.
Well, that is it for today's Dear DST. Again, guys, send your Dear DSTs to dst@betches.com. Send your non-scale wins. I love them so much. Send your moods. We're now setting moods of the week, our intentions, blah, 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 blah. You know it. Go check out our Instagram. Go listen to the last few episodes. Go listen to Jared's episode from this Sunday. It
was
really fun. Yeah,
if you want to know the Crackergate.
If you want to know about Crackergate, go listen
also,
now.
We
it's
we
hilarious.
We should repost the cracker just so people can see it. I mean, the fact that people went and Googled the cracker is so funny. I'm still waiting on my free meal from King, but I don't know. I'll take a 10% discount at the very
least. You're gonna one day just get like a food delivery and it's just a bunch of those crackers intertwined.
Yeah. I'll send half of it to you.
Thank you. And guys, follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow Jared at Jared Fried. I'm at Aileen. And if you like this episode, write us a review. I've been reading your reviews. I appreciate it so much. I especially love when you DM me and tell me that you left me a review and I go check it out. And I'm like, wow, I love you. So keep doing that. It's amazing. Check shopbetches.com for our DST merch. We have an amazing sweatshirt coming out soon. I can't wait to show you guys. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Stacey Wong, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.